sing. Well, let's call National Tune 9000. National Tune 9000.
State Player here on 720.
Telephone
WGN.
Rang. I think I'll pick it up. Hello.
I'm going to play that. Tom is going to continue to play that just to get it into your head so you can't get it out for the entire month, rest of the month of January.
What do you mean you think it's not been there since the last time we did it?
Well, I mean, if you grew up in Chicago, there are classic shows we grew up with, but during those shows, we also experienced some really classic commercials, memorable jingles, and legendary pitchmen that would rival any city in America. So tonight we picked some top spots of all time. And if you have a favorite, you want to share it via text or call us, 312-981-7200. Tom standing by, 312-981-7200. Now joining us is a legend really in his own mind here at WGN, and he was around for most of these commercials originally when they played in the 50s through today.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, who has stored in his skull fun but worthless information? Ladies and gentlemen, that would be Roger Badish.
What's going on, buddy? Thank you. I have forgotten more than I remember.
I bet you have.
But these commercials, yeah. And people may think nowadays, nighttime commercials, you got to support the programming at night. No, the majority of these ran all day long every 7 minutes on the weekend. Mm-hmm. When you would watch the old film noir movies during the day on Channel 9.
Oh, yeah,
you would.
Oh, big time.
Oh, my gosh. Every 7 minutes you had these commercials on. And so it, like that last commercial you just played, it just sticks in your brain.
It does. You know, there was something called the Chicago School of Television, and that's where really the world learned how to do and produce local TV and radio programs, but it's mostly in television. They call it Chicago School, but it was the late 1940s through the 50s and really the 60s. So the things that we saw, Ding Dong School, a lot of the children's stuff, local sports, how sports was handled, the bozos and stuff we grew up with in Chicago. That was all done on the fly. It was done cheap. A lot of it was improv and done off the seat of your pants. And it's very inexpensive, which is how we still do things. It's very inexpensive, you know, to get on the air. And I think that's pretty critical. But the bulk of advertising budgets, just to throw this out there, was also always reserved for buying airtime. So when you were actually producing the spots, they were done just very cheaply. Like there was we're going to play this Lynn Burton for certain, who is a big, auto sales guy in Chicago, but there was a rotating floor. It's still there at WGN TV in the garage. There's I think videotapes and stuff on top of it now, but that's where they would shoot. They would put up a really nasty gold curtain and they would shoot live commercials during the movies. This is Lynn Burton, and let me just find my massive briefs here. Yeah, Lynn Burton for certain. He was your TV Ford man, Burt Wyman Ford, for 26 years.
And he had a smooth, very smooth voice.
Let's take a listen.
The Late Movie is brought to you in part by Burt Wyman, your TV Ford man. Open nightly till 9, open all day, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Come one, come all to the fabulous September Carnival of Savings now going on at Burt Wyman Ford Country, 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Super savings on every car, plus free refreshments for mom and dad.
Oh, refreshments.
And yes, for the kids,
Now, were
too.
The free refreshments for mom and dad, was that a little pop of whiskey, gin, little Tom Collins? What was that, you think?
Well, I think Dad probably had a little before he even got in the car to go to Lynn Burton's with the kids in the back seat, because you had to go when you were home from work.
Yeah.
So you had to take the kids.
You did.
Yes, so there was, a little popcorn, a little something to drink.
And a Manhattan.
And a Manhattan for Dad. That's why they sold so many great cars.
Now you could just order a car from a tower. Order it online.
That's true. It's not as fun.
It just shows up at your house. And you're like, cool, I've got a Ford Elantra or whatever. Yeah,
it's true. Jim Moran, the courtesy man, that was actually before Lynn Burton. That was like in the 40s and 50s. But do you remember Solozzi Edelson? Nick Solozzi and Maury Edelson. You always save more money. Let's take a listen.
Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we'll give you back the difference in cash.
At Salozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
That was a classic.
Yeah. And they came after Lynn Burton. Burton was in the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 60s. And a little bit in the 70s. Yeah. A little bit in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
Long Chevrolet. There was a Timmy. There was a really...
You keep bringing this one up every time.
He's an annoying kid that would scream out newspaper headlines about, like, it was like, oh, God, enough already. Let's take a listen.
Extra, extra. Long Chevrolet has the deals. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Long has 300 trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day.
Okay.
Whatever happened to it, the kid?
I don't,
did he grow up and take over the dealership?
I don't know. You know what? All I know is the only person they've ever really tracked down was the guy that was in the Victory Auto Wreckers commercial, the guy where the door fell off.
Yeah.
Dean had him on his shows. I can't remember his name.
That's funny.
Bob Jadel or something like that. Had him on the show. We'll do one more before here. Al Pamonte, and actually we lost Bob Roorman this past year which is more the contemporary pitchman of our day, and everybody knows those spots. But Al Pamonte was the guy with the sweaters that sold, and I remember that's where my dad went and bought his cars from. Let's take a listen.
Have you always had a desire to own a sports car? How about a 1986 Mustang? Can you afford $100 down and $159 a month? At Al Pamonte Ford and at Al Pamonte's Arlington Heights Ford, for only $100 down and $159 a month, you can own a 1986 Mustang. That's right. We have all types of colors. We have all types of transmissions. We have the hot rod Mustangs. We have the basic Mustangs. We have the convertibles. At Al Pamonte Ford and at Arlington Heights Ford, it's $100 down and $159 a month.
And, of course, there's this classic one that still runs on this station.
That old car might be worth money.
Yeah. Who is that guy? He sounds great.
Who is that guy? Is he still? I've asked him. He is not getting residuals for this any longer.
Really?
And you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts.
Yeah. I hear his old producer was pretty good.
Is that right?
Transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East.
There he is. Yeah, Uncle Dean.
He should go into broadcasting. Sounds pretty good.
He should. But I mean, I think, I don't even know what he said he taped those 20 years ago.
Oh, it's longer than
so.
That.
And
longer than that.
And I know they changed the TV spots up just a little bit, but the radio ones, for the most part.
Well, the phone numbers have kept changing.
Yeah.
As they put new exchanges on and everything and area codes, they've had to black out the old number and put up the new one.
Yeah. That's right. That's absolutely right. 312-981-7200. We're talking classic TV commercials. By the way, I do this every year on my show. I'm usually not live on Saturday afternoons, but we used to do this leading up to the Super Bowl. It's kind of build up on this stuff, and we always do Chicago. It's always a lot of fun. So if you've got one you want us to find, remember, talk about 312-981-7200. More after News Nation at the top, bottom of the hour.
Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom.
Fun the same.
At Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom, exciting rides.
To make the Allen Howler.
Any ride a quarter.
$6 for $1.
Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom. Let's go! A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
Dave Player, Roger Badish. We're talking classic TV commercials here from Chicago. That one was, there was a department store or a toy store called Dispenza's Castle of Toys near Oak Brook and opened in 67. And then the amusement park opened in 75, and I think it was only open for about 8 or 9 years. But I remember going there as a kid. But those commercials are legendary.
I heard stories that you kind of ran away from home to live there because you enjoyed it so much.
I did not do that. Nope. I did not. That was not true. Not true. there's another one. Santa's Village is still around, by the way.
Yes.
Opening day, by the way, they have on their website. It's Saturday, May 8th.
Wonderful.
Might be far enough along in this thing. I'm really hopeful about Memorial Day. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But this is the great Larry Lujack from the Big 89 doing a commercial for the Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Let's take a listen.
Even though I'm a big person, I'm just a kid at heart. And that's why I'm at Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Boy, do they have fun rides. Rides for little people and big people. See how much the animals like me? They've got some great shows here. You can bring your own picnic. What a nice, pretty place. How come you weren't here today? That's okay. You can come tomorrow. Three Worlds of Santa's Village in Dundee, Illinois.
Another classic. Of course, there's Kiddyland commercials too, but not as recognizable as some of those other spots.
And I think I've mentioned to you in the past, there were two Kiddylands. There was the one, the original, out on First Avenue, around the corner from a Pope
Brothers.
That's
the one I remember,
And then I grew up real close to the Kiddyland that was on McCormick Boulevard at Devon. On the far north side.
Were all the rides made out of, since you were a kid, were they made out of wood? Did you get splinters and stuff?
No, we had to, like, you know, push each other. Like, you know, we get in a wagon and just push, here's a big hill, and just go.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was, we called it kid.
Wow.
That's nice. But it was nice because it was across the street from a huge department store. I'll call it a department store, but it was like a Venture. I forgot the name before it became a Venture, and now it's just a big hardware store. But but that area there is now a park.
Oh.
Just a city nice park.
Appropriate. That's you can still have fun there. Deanna from 630 said the current Walter E. Smith ad that they're playing on TV, which I've seen, is parroting the Victory Auto Records commercials. I don't know if you saw them, but it looks like it's in the 80s.
Yet.
They've got their old logo on the trucks, and you know, your old furniture is worth money.
Oh, so they're my doing a goodness. Trade-in. I have to look for that.
It's a lot of
that's
fun.
Wonderful.
Got a couple comments on the car places we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Bob, you're on 720 WGN. You got something about Long Chevrolet, right?
Yeah, I do. But that department store, was that Zaire?
Well, Zaire was after Zaire was one of the many iterations of that department store. That was it became something different every 5 years. It was even a Kmart at some point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice.
But you forgot about Long Chevrolet with the kid yelling, and they decided one day to shock him and surprise him and hit him with a pie in the face.
That's right. Yes, and you could tell it was unplanned because he was surprised during the whole thing. But he deserved it, Bob. Don't you think?
Well, he was a little irritating, but that happens to be one of the more famous commercials in the history of Chicago area because he didn't know he was going to get hit with a pie in the face, and he just stood there with pie running down his face and a little smile on his face.
That's awesome.
And it was amazing that they did that.
That's awesome. Very cool. Thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it, pal.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bruce, you're on 720 WGN. You got another Cadillac dealer, huh? Do you remember commercials?
That would be Lyle Oles in Libertyville. When Oldsmobile went out of business, he turned it to Cadillac.
But those were TV spots, too, that you remember.
I mean, the beautiful place in the country.
Oh, yes! Totally remember that. Yeah.
Worked for him for umpteen years until he retired. And a good old guy, kind of crabby most of the time. But
What was his first name?
Irwin Weil.
Yep, Irwin Weil. And he was doing his own spots. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Bruce, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that one. Weil Olds in Libertyville.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another one. Bill, you're on 720 WGN. Bill, do I have you?
And I'm talking probably black and white TV only.
Okay.
How about Crammel Milk?
Crammel Milk. Do you remember that?
That was the very first appearance of Kermit the Frog before he was Kermit the Frog. The Muppets did the commercials.
Yeah, they were socks.
Mm-hmm.
Hands and socks.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of them, and I'm not so sure they were Kermit. It was Kermit the Frog.
Well, it became... It was
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Yeah, he used the same voice. I forgot the gentleman's name.
Well, here, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Tom's got it.
Want some Crammel Milk with your dinner?
No, give me some water.
People like that need brainwashing.
Sounds like Jim Henson.
It is.
Yeah.
And they got their start. Actually, Rolf the dog made his appearance on a country music show. Many years, long before the Muppets were really popular, before they took off. And he was there, and a couple of, I think one other one. But Crammel Milk was predated that. And we saw them in the Chicago area.
Nice.
I mean, it was not a Chicago brand of milk.
But
in other words, not made here, but it was a national. Right.
By the way, when I called Roger earlier in the week and asked to bump this up a little bit, because we usually do it a little closer to Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a couple weeks away, but
well, you woke me up from a nap.
I did. You were very crabby. But what I wanted to do was give folks a little bit of an escape just for like a half hour. Yes. I mean, this has just been such a crazy news week, and I know it's going to continue into next week. And I thought, well, let's just have a little break in all the madness. So we've got a lot of great reactions on texts and callers as well. So thanks for that. There's another one. It was a carpet cleaning company. I never really knew what they did. I just remember the jingle, but it was Bushell.
Yeah.
And by the way, they are still open and operating. They just don't do radio.
Way.
Yes, they are. You can go to Bushell. I swear to you. You can go to Bushell.com. Bushelle. They never stopped operating. They just stopped doing commercials. But
And you know what their phone number was?
Go ahead.
Because I would say this without any prompting. It would just come out of me in conversations or walking down the street because it was so ingrained into me. Hudson 32700.
That's right, exactly. And why was it Hudson? Just for the
that was the exchange. Those were the exchange. Yeah. I know growing up in Evanston, one of the
by the way, what I say the younger people listening, I'm talking about under 50.
Yeah, right.
That wouldn't know what this is.
They're exchanges. Like you have the area code keeps changing and now you just have numbers. But the exchanges were a word and they would take the first two letters, usually the first two letters, and then follow it with five more numbers.
Yep.
So in Evanston you had University 4 was one of the exchanges.
Makes sense. Okay.
Or GR8 was another one. I think it was for either, I think it was for Green Bay because Green Bay Road goes up north.
Up north. Okay.
And there were a number of different exchanges. But after a while, there were so many phones and phone numbers that they did away with that so they could use the numbers, any combination of them. And so, I'm sorry because I remember those exchanges. The old phone numbers are still stuck in my head.
If I wanted to, I
could call my mother at Evanston High School right now. She wouldn't answer, but I could call that number.
Did you just pick up the phone and then tell people who you wanted to call at that point?
No. We had to like send someone on horseback to the exchange because she wasn't always there, the operator, and she would have to like put the cables in. I actually did operate an old telephone operator's exchange with the cables when I worked at Playboy Hotel.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Let's listen to Bushell.
I'm Cecil Treadway with the most dramatic breakthrough in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bushell at
Hudson 32700.
Another one that Empire Today is, of course, an advertiser on WGN TV, but it was Empire Carpet, and the guy's name was Elmer Lynn Haldren, and he was a advertising copywriter who stepped into this role in 1977 when they interviewed and auditioned all kinds of people for this, and they couldn't find anybody. They just grabbed Elmer. And said, Elmer, let's do this. You know, 588-2300 Empire, which became one of the most recognized phone numbers in the world. Let's take a little listen to a classic version of this commercial.
No installment payment for 90 days. No fast talker from New York can match that. Please call. If we could just get together, I know we could work things out. Is this you?
They were very creative.
And another fact that you didn't know was that Lynn Haldren was a barbershop singer.
I did know that.
And I met him a number of times. My wife was in a female barbershop chorus, and he used to be the MC of their annual show.
That's cool.
And we
met
a number of times, and a fantastic person.
That's
just wonderful.
That's I have a bobblehead somewhere.
Oh, of Lynn Haldren?
I do. And I love that they still pay tribute to him in an animated way end of each spot.
Yeah, they do.
All right, we're going to play some of the department stores that are gone and a couple that you've texted in. 312-981-7200. Roger and Dave talking some classic TV commercials. We'll be right back.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
Get it all. Get to Zaire and get it all.
It's got to be a knockout. So I got to Zaire.
It's got to last.
It's got to have a name I know.
So we got to Zaire.
Get it all.
It's got to be a real value.
Get to Zaire and
get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zehr and get it all.
Roger, I'm guessing that the shirt you're wearing right now is from Zehr.
It's a special that I got for $9.99, buy three for $12.
Yeah, no, I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, the threads are still holding after all these decades, which is nice. The color really hasn't faded.
You've got an ice cream stain from Cock Robin on the elbow, which is really interesting.
Well, that's when we went to Skokie on Oakton, at Skokie Boulevard, the one that was there. Yeah. So we were talking before, the gentleman who called talked about the store that was across the street from the amusement park from Kittyland on Devon and McCormick.
And you've
there.
Done some crack research with your team over there in the newsroom?
Well, I am cracked, and the team is all of one. So it opened up originally in the early 60s as Shoppers World Discount Store. Do you remember those? That was before your time, because there were about five of them throughout the Chicago area. They closed down, and it became Community.
Oh, I remember Community. Okay. Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Then it closed, became Zehr. Then it became a Super Kmart, which I told you about. A lot of blue light specials there. I still see, you know, little flashes in my eyes. And now it is a Home Depot. But that whole facility has been there all these years.
And you got that belt from Community, I think.
Well, the cardboard, at least. You know,
did they ever have early bird specials at Kmart?
I don't
know.
No, because the store was so big that our older population would go there at about 10 after getting the never-ending cup of coffee at a local fast food place. They Winchell's? Would all walk over there.
The Winchell's?
No, we didn't have the Winchell's in our area.
No.
Surprisingly.
Sorry.
But
Golden Bear?
Wow.
Thank you.
A Golden Bear from Carbondale. That's where I spent all my late nights, early mornings after being on the radio.
There was a Golden Bear on Harlem and Irving Park. Got some good pancakes from there.
Oh, great.
Montgomery Ward owned those.
Really?
Yeah, that was
see?
Like, you know, like Wags was Walgreens.
Right, right.
Yeah, Golden Bear was Montgomery Ward.
I'll be a son of a man. Look at that.
Easy with the language. It's 550.
Son of a...
Zehr was around from 56 to 90. And then, I didn't know this, it became Ames, and then Zehr merged with TJ Maxx, and Zehr went away, but then TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods carried on. So I didn't know that that company came from Zehr.
Well, all of these stores, these department stores, the you can buy anything kind of stores, all evolved and got eaten up. Just like a lot of the chains nowadays are just from a one company.
Yeah.
All different names, no matter where you go, one company owns them.
Well, Venture was a standalone, 1968, St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City. It was around from 68 to 98 until they... they entered Chapter 11 themselves, but here's a classic Venture commercial. How about them?
Save at Venture. Yeah, save with style.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters just $7.99. Babies' blanket sleepers now $3.49. Holiday party needs 99 cents each. Hit records are two for $3. Five packs of Scott towels or tissues are $3. Venture's after Christmas sale. Don't miss it.
Now, I'm watching Roger write stuff down. I don't leave here and go try to find that, you cheapskate.
I have some shopping to do.
No, there's no, they're closed.
I've got $8 in my pocket. I need to make
it
stretch.
I'm sure you do. another company still around is The Room Place. And again, WGN TV sponsor. But they were Harlem Furniture forever, and they had style.
Harlem has style.
Furniture.
Harlem has quality.
Discounts too.
Nice price place since 1912. Harlem Furniture, you like our style.
Would you join this
little... Open south at 79th and Cicero.
All right, calm down.
And I actually have furniture from both those places.
I'm sure you do.
Harlem and Home
I'm sure you do your waterbed.
Yep.
Handy Andy. Do you remember Handy Andy?
Yes.
Long before these big box stores, you had Ace, you had True Value, and you had Handy Andy. Oh, the audio is a little bad on that, but that was they opened in 47 and closed in 96. A lot of places went out in the late 90s, obviously.
Well, there was a nice one up in Skokie, just right next to the L stop there in Skokie on Oakton. and went there all the time. I think that place is still there
because
there's a lumberyard attached to it.
Okay. Yeah, that could be because it came from a lumberyard. Yeah, that's what exactly right.
Yeah.
I got two more for you. Weebolt's, a department store operated between 1883 and 1987, founded by storekeeper William A. Weebolt, and the flagship location was at 1 North State Street in Chicago. I shopped at the one at Harlem and Irving. Take a listen.
It's Weebolt's biggest Hoover sale ever. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Uprights, canisters, Concept One cleaners, and more. This Hoover convertible upright with full-time edge cleaning is just $64.88. And both this self-propelled Concept One and the Hoover two-motor power nozzle canister are now sale priced at $199.88 each. Save 20 to 50% on all
Hoover products. So there's another one. A texture came in 630. A Mohawk
4100 CET for television.
The listener said, would love to hear Roger's rendition. Well, we just got that. We didn't even ask him for it. It just came automatically, Tom. We don't even have to ask. Here's the last one I want to play with you before we move on to some other things here. But again, try to get a little escape on a Saturday afternoon and talk some fun stuff. Marshall Fields, obviously, and there's still people really angry that it's not Marshall Fields anymore. Yeah. I think right before Macy's took it over and changed the name, they created a commercial really highlighting the fact that Marshall Fields was as Chicago as it gets.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now, and we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say, Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
Thanks for joining me, Roger. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and great memories.